At this point, we'd like to welcome hospitality students and their lecturers from 230 hotel schools across five continents who are joining us at this moment in terms of the presentations that we are having. And we hope to have questions from them via the technology throughout the rest of the afternoon. I'd now like to invite Stuart again, who has given himself a number of slots, you'll notice, this afternoon, to come up and introduce a very exciting section on innovation from award-winning students from Lausanne. Stuart.
To continue the Master in Holder's emphasis on investment in our future generation and for those people in the future of our industry and being innovative ourselves, we thought that it would be a good idea to put a competition together and present it to universities with a question of innovation in hospitality. Entrants were asked to produce a 10-minute presentation on the topic and post it onto YouTube, which allowed the judges to view it. And yes, for the very first time, I actually viewed YouTube. My thanks go to Gareth Edwards of Springboard, who coordinated everything, and the six universities who entered: University College Birmingham, Oxford Brookes University, Llandrillo College of North Wales, Bournemouth University, Westminster Kingsway College, and Auquel Hotelier Lausanne. The standard of content and presentation was exceptionally high, and the judging panel, to which, as I mentioned, I was one, along with Professor Goffin, who will be presenting to us tomorrow on innovation, had a very difficult task in singling out the outright winner. I am pleased to say that Lausanne was chosen as the outright winner, and as part of their prize, the students during their visit to London are not only attending this conference, but also staying at innovative hotels in the Hoxton in the city and the newly opened Arch, along with attending the conference today. So if I could ask...
His login details to Jumeirah's online forum, Jitter, that connects him with future guests and guests already staying at the hotel. Welcome a special guest who will walk us through an innovative hotel experience. This is Mr. Gray. Mr. Gray is going to a conference in London. There he will be staying at the Jumeirah Carlton Tower. To make his reservation at the hotel, he logs on to the Circle of Experience. To reserve his experience, he simply needs to drag any item he would like to have extra to his reservation into the Circle of Experience. For instance, a king-size bed, down pillows, an iPod Touch to remotely control his room devices, an espresso coffee machine, a chauffeur service with an electric car from the train station, a wake-up call in the morning, and a delicious English breakfast.
Hi, my name is Stuart Johnson. I am the GM of the hotel. Our reservation system is highly interactive and very visually appealing to the customer. My managers have a far better idea of what the customer wants even before they have arrived. Anticipation is key.
After his reservation,
tool that leads to greater customer satisfaction and operating efficiency.
6 hours before he arrives, Mr. Gray receives another message on his PDA, which tells him his room number and key code. At the hotel, Mr. Gray is welcomed by Mr. Johnson, the GM, who walks him to his room and opens the door with his PDA. Mr. Johnson shows him the room and also explains him how to use the ambient windows.
By moving your hand horizontally, the ambient window will understand your wish of darkening the room. By moving your hand vertically, you can change the color and create any ambience that best suits your mood.
After this explanation, Mr. Gray looks for the room service menu, but only finds an e-reader. He realizes that this gadget has all the information he needs, along with the capability of reading his favorite newspapers and books.
No paper means fewer costs, less waste, and less impact on the environment. How easy? An e-reader can store a variety of information about the hotel and the destination. What's more, my customers have the option to read the newspaper or book of their choice with no cost for the hotel other than the initial purchase of the technology.
Susie, ex-Gray, prepares himself a cup of tea. But despite the lovely scones, he is disappointed because there are only Tetley's tea bags in his room. He prefers Twinings and posts a comment on Jitter. When his meal arrives, he is pleasantly surprised to see that the hotel has also delivered his favorite tea.
Once again, the online forum enables us to go beyond customers' expectations.
After a delicious meal, Mr. Gray decides to use the hotel's beaming facilities. From there, he lets himself beam to his best friend in Sydney, down under. That's when Mr. Gray wakes up from his dream because he needs to go to the bathroom. The room being pitch black, Mr. Gray cannot find the light switch. However, suddenly small spotlights appear on the floor, guiding the way. The next morning, Mr. Gray is woken gently by the dappled light. In the bathroom, Mr. Gray discovers that his PDA has been synchronized with the Mirror TV, which now shows his daily schedule and the BBC News. On his way to the conference, Mr. Gray remembers that he has forgotten to order some food later in the day. He logs onto the Circle of Experience with his PDA and adds an order of muffins to his conference package. After his conference, he posts 1. Have a company culture that fosters creativity and innovation. 2. Incorporate innovation in your corporate strategy. 3. Generate ideas. 4. Select, classify, and recycle these ideas. And 5. Implement the selected ideas. And remember, ideas can be for both back of house and front of house, on tangible and intangible offerings. The aim is to drive sales and reduce costs to create a competitive advantage. If we follow these 5 steps, we might soon be staying in hotel rooms like at the Fraunhofer Institute in Germany, where PDAs do open hotel doors, where you can create a lighting ambience at the touch of a button, where your bed rocks you to sleep. Or where you don't even have to get up to walk to the minibar because it is coming to you. And of course, where you can watch your favorite movies on your opaque windows whilst being rocked to sleep. Now, take the lead, and innovate. Or how Ray Kroc of McDonald's put it, to be a success in business, be daring, be first, be different.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're very honored to be here today. I'd just like to say a small word of thanks. Firstly, I'd like to thank Mr. Michael Gray and Mr. Johnson for not only starring in the video, but for developing the competition for all the universities involved. It adds wonderful value to our education. And by the way, Mr. Johnson, you owe us a finder's fee for getting you the job at the Jumeirah Cotton Towers. I'd also like to thank Mrs. Anne Pierce, Mr. Gareth Edwards at Springboard for organizing the organization, which has been truly innovative in itself. I'd like to recognize all the schools that posted videos.